Every now and then, a young jazz musician turns up out of nowhere and is so good that everyone's like, where'd they come from? Nate Chenin from NPR's Jazz Night in America says that's what's going on with a young musician named Micah Thomas.
Pianist Micah Thomas is having the jazz equivalent of a standout rookie season. Just within the last several weeks, he finished his graduate studies at Juilliard and released a terrifically assured debut album called Tide. It introduces an artist of superb technical facility, along with something even more striking, a deep understanding of the sprawling lineage of modern jazz piano and a youthful determination not to get caught retracing anybody's steps. Another sign that Micah Thomas is a hot name right now, he keeps showing up as a sideman. Take the new album by saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, just out on Blue Note Records. All you need is a taste of this music to understand what a catalyst Thomas is within the band and how explosive he can be as a soloist. While Thomas is a dynamo at the piano, he has an introvert's demeanor. His is a quiet, centered self-confidence. Some of this may have to do with his upbringing, far from the bustle of any major jazz scene. He hails from Columbus, Ohio, and when we talked over video chat, he was there in his parents' house, where he's been since the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
I think because I grew up in Ohio and because the way I approached music wasn't very social, I kind of developed a lot of my stuff relatively by myself compared to other people. Like, by the time I had gotten to New York, I kind of had some pretty concrete ideas of what I wanted to do. And for that reason, I think Juilliard was great for me.
There, Thomas had access to teachers like pianist Frank Kimbrough, who quickly recognized his talent. He's also been mentored by the likes of Sullivan Fortner, artists who were pretty recently hailed as young phenoms themselves. On a sharp recent release called In Common 2, Thomas is the featured young blood alongside players like guitarist Matthew Stevens, saxophonist Walter Smith III, and bassist Linda May Han Oh. In many ways, he's still developing his sound, but there's already a core principle in place, a spirit of surprise.
One of the things I want to do in my playing is create the idea that anything could happen. I've worked a lot on trying to implement many different types of textures while I'm playing and working on approaching moments in different ways with the rest of the band.
And you can hear that interaction with his trio on his debut album, Tide. But it's also clearly a snapshot of a musician with a lot of runway ahead. That's a really exciting prospect, as well as a reassurance that jazz is still in good hands. For NPR News, I'm Nate Chenin.